The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Puss is apparently, I can see him laughing out there. I think he's fluffing Gilbert Gottfried.
Right. Gilbert ran to pee. He'll be here in just a minute.
There you go.
Hold on.
Good to know.
All right.
Well, then I'll say this, because we won't necessarily have too many more chances to mention this gentleman's name, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reams is 76 today.
Yeah, Harry's quitting, right?
Yeah, he won't be the Senate Majority Leader for long.
He's going back to porn, I believe. He's going to figure out end his career back where he started. Probably direct more, but get in there once in a while.
Yeah.
Give the old guy a break.
Yeah. I'm giving the old guy a break last night. And a couple of days ago, we mentioned some of the underwear you can buy. You can buy the Bernie Sanders underwear and feel the burn.
You can buy the Golden
Girls underwear.
Feel the burn shouldn't be written on your underwear.
I saw that. Yesterday.
You can buy the Golden Girls underwear, and you can buy underwear that smells like bacon now.
All right, we'll get into that.
We don't need to.
All right. Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. And that does really well, too.
All right, one of our favorites joining us now. Gilbert Gottfried.
How was the pee, Gilbert?
Morning, sir.
Oh, yes. That was...
pretty good.
That was one of my thrills of my life.
What kind of hours do you keep? Are you usually up at this time?
Yeah. It's one of the best things I do with my penis. Yeah. It's a sad existence, but that's when I go, oh, okay, I guess this is why I have one.
Now, the last time we talked to you, you were on Celebrity Wife Swap.
Yes.
And I never saw the conclusion to that. How'd that go?
I swapped with Alan Thicke.
And you did a great Alan Thicke,
right,
too, man.
Yes. And I got to have sex with Alan Thicke for the week. I didn't look at the small print. that was enjoyable. He would lie there and go, ooh, yes, yes, ooh, ooh, Jimmy Hurdy, Jimmy Hurdy, ooh, 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 hit me, Gilbert, hit me.
Does he know you do that bit? Because I love that. Gilbert, how the hell did you, are you familiar, were you friends? How'd you land Chevy Chase? He doesn't do much like this. He's on your podcast.
I've met him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know him all. I did one day's work on a film with him where we did like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay.
And, he's one of those in that category. Well, he was always nice to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
we know people like that too, and I think we are people like that sometimes.
Oh yeah, because he's always been totally friendly to me. So
yeah,
but yeah, so he was great on the pod. Well, a podcast is Gilbert Gottfried.
Yep.
Amazing Colossal Podcast on GilbertGottfried.com. And Chevy was saying he did this movie Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. I remember that. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a movie where they used a lot of the actual Wizard of Oz munchkins.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
So it was, they had one hotel filled up with midgets. And he said they were pretty disgusting. they'd all be drunk. Because, you know, it takes a teaspoon of alcohol to get them drunk. So they'd all be drunk, farting, and since they were right on ass level, they were grabbing everybody's ass. And they were pretty horrible.
Does Chevy Chuck? I mean, I don't want to get people want to tune into the podcast, but do people? Does he talk about his? Some people don't like him. Does he talk about that?
He talked about there was that famous fight. He got into a fist fight with Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's true. He did.
That's right.
Yeah, and John Belushi was there, and he said John Belushi was kind of the instigator of it.
Yeah.
But he did say, I feel bad that John Belushi is dead. Mm-hmm. I wish Bill Murray was dead.
They never mended that rift, I take it. No.
Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. That'll be good stuff to hear on the podcast. Yeah. Does he seem bitter? Because, you know, I've always loved Chevy Chase on screen. I've heard some bad things about him. But like you say, he was always nice to you. Does he seem like a bitter guy or not?
No, not when I was around him.
Yeah, okay. I mean, on the interview, did he come off really? Well, he agreed to do the podcast.
I thought he came across good. He was very funny.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. I can't wait to have to check that out. That's on the podcast right now with Gilbert Godfrey. And, go ahead, Gilbert.
And we interviewed. I interviewed Jim Gaffigan and
Gaffigan.
Bob Costas.
Yep.
Oh, Bob Costas had an interesting story. He said when, you know, it was the anniversary of the Munich massacre.
Yeah.
And the Olympic Committee refused to mention it. They said, we don't go in for politics. And Bob Costas said, no, I'm doing it. And he said, he announced when he went on, he said, look, if you're with me on this, fine. If you're not, don't go along, but I'm going to have a moment of silence.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I like that.
I did too. You should have mentioned that.
And Bob Costas wanted me to tell one of my dirtier jokes, which
you can't tell
is
here.
Hard to picture which one's dirtier.
I bet you've got some good ones.
And I told him one, and he fell down to the ground and was crawling around on all fours in the room.
All right, because you know,
which
guys.
Kind of.
Go ahead.
Which is kind of what Alan Thick was doing when I
had
something.
I got to believe guys like
Alan Thick taking it doggy. I love that bit.
Guys like Alan Thick. They would love to get on the air and tell just a filthy, filthy joke.
Yeah.
And they probably envy you in that aspect.
Oh, and Paul Williams was on, the songwriter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. He's a
Rainbow Connection, and we've only just begun. And he said that, because if you know what Paul Williams looks like, he's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, Paul Williams is actually from outside of Omaha. He was born right here.
That's true.
Yeah, he was. So I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he wrote a lot of great songs. So go ahead.
He said when he was that his family is very tall. Like his brothers and his father are all like over 6'2".
Man, what happened to
him? And he said they didn't feel like he was growing fast enough.
Yeah.
So this doctor recommended injections, and that actually stopped his growth.
Oh, it did. Really? Oh, that was, man, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that, man. Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast available at gilbertgottfried.com. Chevy Chase, Artie Lang, and there's some of the new ones on there, apparently.
Just a wide variety. Yeah. It's a wide variety of guests. And, are you still doing clubs? Are you still doing theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I think
you can see that on gilbertgottfried.com.
Okay.
The last time we
had on Artie Lang. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, he's nuts, man. He's totally nuts.
Yeah, last time we talked, I believe you said in no uncertain terms that you'd never come visit us. Is that still where you stand?
Well, that still holds true.
Okay.
There are certain things certain things I say that are flippant, and other times it's God's honest truth.
All right. Well, we're going to keep trying, and I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you, Gilbert. Appreciate it. All right. Gilbert Gottfried, the Amazing Colossal Podcast.
That guy just slays me.
He's one of the few that we really want to meet. We haven't met yet. And we've met a lot of nice people in the studio.
You know, I remember when I guess we were in our 20s, and there were two guys coming up. One of them was Bobcat.
Yeah.
And
Gilbert.
And they were both kind of, you know, in a way similar. They were playing characters, mm-hmm. offbeat, weird kind of guys.
Right.
And I was really drawn to both of them. Been big fans of both of them.
To be friends with Bobcat.
Yeah, so now I want to be friends with Gilbert.
But we have to meet him first.
Right, he didn't want to make that happen, apparently.
No.
he's not reaching out the way I'd like him to.
No.
When I say this person is dead, I am not referring to the singer. I'm referring to the subject of the song.
Okay.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Holly Woodlawn. Said,
hey, never knew it was, never knew the real name of the chick. Huh?
Yeah, is dead now.
Anybody have
was
her?
Born Harold Dan Hockel, maybe?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, Tyler knows all about this. The history of trannies.
The history of trannies.
You seen that Kim Burns series,
huh?
Yeah. That's a coffee table book.
I watched
I'm
it all.
For
and he goes, I said, I watched it all. And Kim Burns goes, oh my God, nobody watches all my documentaries. There was a guy that watched the whole National Parks one. Yeah, that's my partner, I said.
Really? Holly.
Oh my God, nobody watched the whole thing.
She was Holly, what?
Woodlawn.
All right. And originally he was
Harold, although I did see a different spelling of this, Harold Dan Hackel, Danhakl.
That was back in the late 60s, was it not?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, early
70s? Yeah.
Did they have the, did he get the complete operation? Was that available back then?
Yeah.
I read the article at the New York Times.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
You're not helping your cause.
You're right.
And
I don't know anything about it.
I wasn't asking you, Craig.
There was no mention.
I was asking the transsexual historian here.
Oh.
Petey's not a transsexual historian.
That's a death pool name next year.
Which
but
one?
You are.
The transsexual historian.
Right? That is.
Nobody had this person, right? Were they in the 70s or 60s?
No one had this person.
Did you get the email the other day? Somebody appealing to the death pool commissioner? About somebody.
A college basketball player's not famous.
Yeah, somebody died that I'd never heard of.
Not famous. I don't care if you made the Big Eight. It's just some stupid.
Yeah, he was, famous in college and then never went to the pros,
and
right?
Even then, just going to the pros doesn't make you famous.
No, I didn't get that.
I saw it. He was not a hit.
He was like some hometown hero.
Right.
All right. Hang on. We have Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
What do you...
I have a horrible story about my mom's prolapsed vagina.
Trish, you shouldn't tee that up for me, man. I got a nice story about it, but we'll tell you later. Go ahead.
No, you don't, because she's no longer with
us.
Oh,
damn it. Oh, yeah, but I've been around a long time.
Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead, Trish.
Well, anyway, so I guess she had this for years and nobody knew about it. And it's because, actually, it was not organs. It was actually her vagina because she had had a hysterectomy.
Got it.
But towards the end of her life, she got ill, and we took care of her at home, did hospice at home.
Did,
and
she,
of course,
did she have a nice long life, at least?
Oh, yeah. Okay. She was in her 80s, so it's been several years,
good.
So I can talk about it.
All right.
Yeah, so of course we took care of her, and
so she
didn't realize.
But if she was that old, and she might not know what was happening, right?
Yeah, I think she did because she said she had mentioned it once. Because when I first noticed it, I'm like, "What is that?" And she's like, "Oh, that happens once in a while. Here, I'll just pop it back in there."
Oh, but so dad, does that mean dad wasn't getting any?
He was already gone for years.
Okay.
Now,
I'm glad you're laughing, Trish. You're the one who called us, so I appreciate you. I'm glad you had a sense of humor about this.
It's funny in hindsight.
Let me just pop that back in there. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, so we once she got ill enough, you know, I had to take care of her and all that, and it was like, oh my gosh, we just left it out because I wasn't pushing it back in there.
What was falling out?
The actual vagina.
Oh, the walls of her vagina.
Yeah,
because we basically left it out. As what I've learned from you guys, it basically looks like a pink sock.
The pink sock.
Okay.
I'm glad we taught you something there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did. All right. I would have never known that.
Trish, you've been fine. Right. We appreciate you calling, and that was pretty hardcore.
Thank you.
You know, that's
sort of appreciated.
That's one of those conversations that might make people uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yo. Right. It also might make some people wake up and say, oh, I better take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let my mom's pink sock hang out.
Well, the pink sock.
You just said that.
Right. The technical pink sock comes out the other end.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And if that happens, you should probably get that checked into.
Yeah.
I don't know what moron brought that up.
You did? Watching the Gene Lady on the...
I did.
Yeah.
Well, you...
You listened to that horrible story on the way in, Petey?
Yes.
You
know, yeah.
It was great.
You may have done a public service, though, right?
Queasy this morning, anyway.
No, you may have saved somebody.
Enjoy your jelly donut.
I know, if you are queasy.
It's public service right there.
Yes, that's right.
And Trish called it in.
That's right.
There's probably still a lot of people.
You know you have a good show when a woman calls in and says, I got a horrible story about my mom's prolapsed vagina. Yes. Want to hear it? Sure. Here it is.
I never believed it could happen until it happened to me.
And we just left it out.
You bringing it up may cause someone to do something about it today.
Yeah, and I hope so.
I did get a little queasy there just thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check Twitter on the notifications. There is a picture
of a prolapsed vagina.
A prolapsed.
Is it from a 9.5 Total Luke or somebody else?
No, it's somebody else.
I'd rather have Tan Line Tuesdays at TNT Radio Empire.
Well, Tan Line Tuesday, you just use as a little palate cleanser.
Yeah, a lot.
See, and now I'm going to go and actually do it, Todd. I don't want to, but
I don't
want to
look either. Is it that gross?
But you will.
I want to look too. Should we retweet it or not? No, we'll get banned. I don't want to do that.
No, probably.
Yeah. Oh, no, we can't because our bosses will say, who retweeted the prolapsed vagina?
Who do you think? There's a vagina in the picture.
Oh, God, that's true.
And prolapsed or not, I think they're prohibited.
Oh, the tan lines are good today. There's some quality tan lines today. Let me look at the prolapsed vagina. Oh, no. Oh, no. Why'd I do that? Did you look?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't unsee that.
Scroll back up to the tan line. Scroll back up to the tan lines.
Oh, my God.
Just scroll back.
I'm not looking now. I got to retweet the tan lines.
You'll get the blood back in there.
All right. If you scroll up a little bit.
Not today.
No, it just went.
Me on Thursday.
It hit.
Maybe.
Everything in my body just hit.
And if you find yourself chubbing up a little too much, you know where to go.
All right. Craig.
What?
Don't look at that.
No, I'm not.
Don't look at that.
Unless you have
something, anything, Craig.
I think there's a guy out there with a, and Dick the Dominator would know. Is there a guy with a prolapsed vagina fetish?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to hear that. You're talking about prolapsed vagina fetishes. He's going to call like in 3
minutes. Yeah, there's a name for that,
It's called sick, and then he'll hang up. That'll be the line. That'll be the line where Dick the Dominator just says, you're sick.
Too far.
Well, you brought it up.
You did bring it up.
But I think you did a service by bringing it up. So I'm not going to yell at you for bringing it up.
Let's do this. Something much more fun. Something
that's
helpful.
Pretty much anything is more fun.
Yeah. New study says that legalizing the medical marijuana reduces obesity.
Really?
Good. Researchers from San Diego State and Cornell University found that passing a medical marijuana law is associated with a 2-6% decline in the probability of obesity statewide. One possible explanation could be increased physical activity by people whose chronic pain is relieved by marijuana. They say they found that medical marijuana laws match with an increase in physical wellness and frequent exercise in older adults.
We got a government, and we got some governors, including our very own, that won't let sick kids, just kids, get even the oil from marijuana. So you think he's going to agree to regular dudes smoking weed because they're sore?
No.
Idiots.
Not unless his daddy's company goes into it.
I didn't watch this special. It was on 60 Minutes about how they get kids to be confidential informants. And one of these kids, apparently, according to Donnie, was a guy who was busted for buying $80 of weed on the 60 Minutes on Sunday night. They asked him to be a CI and threatened him with 20 years in jail. He was later found shot in the head at the bottom of a river with a backpack full of rocks.
Shot himself in the head?
No.
Somebody else
shot
him?
No, and he had to be he tried to be a narc
because
and they killed him.
Right, exactly. Because he was a narc.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is all for weed?
Yes.
They were supposed to give up weed dealers?
Small-town cops making quotas. This apparently the story was about. How they bust these kids for a little bit of weed and then turn them into a narcs and then they get hurt or killed.
Don't be a narc, kids.
But if they threaten you that,
yeah,
major jail, you're going to do it.
What can you do?
You know?
Because yeah, 16-year-old kid looking at 20 years
right.
in
I didn't
prison.
Watch. I was
going to
watch
forever.
That special, too, and I'd forgotten to watch.
Wow, it's freaking Obama.
We're still going to be on. I still showed it. I still showed all of 60 Minutes, Todd.
Yeah, but it was 15 minutes all late. Right. Threw my timing on. Right.
Now, when they say that this is associated, that the weed, the medical marijuana, reducing obesity 2 to 6%.
Which flies in the face of what everybody thinks of marijuana.
Yep.
You smoke marijuana and you just turn into a big blob in the couch.
Something that goes along with that is that states with medical marijuana have seen a $58 to $115 drop in per person costs related to obesity.
That's a lot. When it starts yeah. affecting the bottom line for companies and things like that, they're going to allow people to have a little weed.
They say that medical marijuana tends to encourage increases in physical mobility that may be a relatively important channel for weight loss.
That's the key, Todd, if you're really sure.
While
you're
free.
Not working out.
Plus,
not anything, not moving
well,
around at
sure,
all.
There's more. Yeah. There's more. While for younger individuals, a reduction in consumption of alcohol appears more important in the study.
Yeah.
The basic argument the study makes is that when people smoke weed, they're less likely to drink as much
as
their non-weed smoking friends and family.
You don't need as much.
And people consume way more calories by drinking than they do from munchies-related eating.
Excellent.
That's a great point.
Observation.
You do.
Two beers has as many calories as two slices of Domino's pizza.
Oh, I love pizza.
Four beers is the caloric equivalent of 44 Oreos cookies.
Damn.
Is that see, a whole I like, lot? But I like four beers and four pieces of pizza. I like them all.
And 44 Oreos.
After I get high.
All right. And the weed. I like them all.
So.
Yeah. I can see that, Craig.
And really, the satisfaction of a super stone jog is just the best. No, I have no idea.
No, I think it's more about moving
around.
No way. It's not about exercise. It's about moving around.
It's about guys in chronic pain. And,
get up and walk around.
Deals with the pain, and then they're able to get up and move around, and that'll burn some calories.
Are these stories ever going to get through to the far right? I said the far right. Relax.
I'm relaxing.
I know we are, but I mean, are they ever going to get through?
I don't even think
because you see what our governor is.
I don't think it's the far right. I think it's it even infiltrates the mainstream.
Oh, about weed. I agree with you too.
Yeah.
I agree with you too. But
it's just uneducated people.
It is uneducated people.
They still think it's the devil. When in fact, we learned yesterday that
our governor looked at they brought up kids in wheelchairs. Said, please. And they said, no.
Nah.
People are moving to Colorado with their kids to be able to get this stuff to help kids out.
Like to help your seizures, kid, but
we're
morally superior here.
Just get a red cup full of beer and watch your team.
You don't.
Then you'll be fine.
You don't understand. My dad owns the Cubs.
You're right. It's all about booze there.
For good reason.
Thanks for drinking. You're tuned to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.